USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Your Majesty, the First Lady and I will never forget this gracious invitation. And we thank the people of Japan for their incredible hospitality and warm welcome in this majestic land.
President Trump wrapping up his four-day trip to Japan after meeting with the country's new emperor and spending time with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Your Majesty, in the spirit of beautiful harmony, may we celebrate the many possibilities of this new era. May we remember our duties to past and future generations, and may we protect the cherished bond between America and Japan for our children.
Back in the U.S., taps at Arlington National Cemetery as Vice President Mike Pence addresses veterans and their families on Memorial Day.
This is the day that makes possible all other American days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Wall Street closed for the Memorial Day holiday, traders taking the day off, so when the markets open Tuesday, the Dow will start the session at 25,585. At Friday's close, the Dow down almost 191 points, the Nasdaq up almost 9 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 4 points. The latest now in Oklahoma, after a very powerful tornado hits, 2 people killed, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Oklahomans are continuing to clean up after a powerful EF3 tornado tore through the town of El Reno, leaving behind a trail of destruction. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt surveying the damage.
It doesn't do it justice when you see it on TV. When you get down here and you see the damage to the vehicles, the 2x4s that are driven through different places, whole roofs gone. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Anybody could survive.
More than 170 tornadoes have swept across the southern plains and Midwest over the past week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. senator upset at the high number of veteran suicides, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
We've got to do more. Even one suicide is too many.
That's the Montana Democrat speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, citing new reports that say there are about 20 veteran suicides every day. Tester says he and Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran have crafted a bill to address the problem.
We have a bill, Senator Moran and I do, to really kind of take mental health outside the box for the VA.
Tester says they're looking to use activities that have proven to work for people with other mental health issues, such as yoga.
A terrible situation in Maui where a man attacked by a shark dies over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The man ID'd as Dr. Thomas Smiley, 65 years old, an optometrist from California, on vacation with his wife and swimming when the shark bites his leg off. Rescue workers not able to save him. Staying in Hawaii now, new details about hiker Amanda Eller's 17-day ordeal as she's lost in that Hawaiian forest. She continues to recover from her injuries at home in Maui, USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
The Maui woman, who was found missing for more than 2 weeks after taking a hike in a rainforest in Hawaii, is recovering from her injuries. Amanda Eller tells KHON it was a tough experience for her.
There were times of total fear and loss and wanting to give up, and it did come down to life and death, and I had to choose, and I chose life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.